Happening, everyone. A massive layoff just announced by Tesla, the leader in electric vehicles. This is happening at a time that Elon Musk needs to protect his company, protect share price, share value, company value. But it's not just Tesla. It's going to be many, many more. Hey, everybody, I'm the Economic Ninja. We're going to talk today about Tesla stock. We're going to talk about the Tesla layoffs. It's important. I was going to do an outside video today at this Tesla charging station, but the landscapers are out working and blowing weeds around, and it's super loud outside. The story comes from Electech, but it's all over the news right now. And I've told you this before, warning people about a year and a half ago that layoffs were going to start picking up. And when you see large companies hitting double digit layoffs, that's when you know we are in the thick of things. And Tesla just announced 10%. It's announcing more than 10% of its global workforce. Elon Musk came out and warned way ahead while vehicle prices were at all-time highs. People were buying cars 2 years later, selling them for more, something that has never happened in history. And he said, he goes, the auto apocalypse has begun. And people laughed. People mocked. I stood up there and did a video and said, I completely agree with him. He's 100% right. And he knows because he has more access to data than most people. He was mocked and ridiculed when he started Tesla because other car companies mocked him and said they'll never buy electric cars. And then they were trying to play catch up and screwed everything up. Now, I'm not personally a fan of electric cars. I like hearing a motor run. I like smelling the fumes from the racing fuel. I want a Super Performance GT40. That's it. I'm a big combustion guy. I like diesels in my truck, my trucks. I like gasoline in my race cars. That's what I like. But you can't deny that the economy is completely imploding. And Elon Musk was one of those people that warned. And it blew me away when he warned in an October, I want to say, of 2022. And people mocked. And then all of a sudden, he started price drops. Tesla cars. He said, price drop, price drop, price drop. And we're talking, it was insane for a period of a year. And then Tesla owners were screaming and yelling and crying and whining that he destroyed the value of their car. But people don't understand how economics work. And this is the role of a CEO. A good CEO protects his company. And the sad thing is that many people are going to lose their jobs in the near future. I'm talking about in the next 12 months. And they have no idea that it's on you to be watching the signs of the times going, is my job safe? Is my industry safe? Is my the company I work for, are the C-suite execs running the company into the ground? There's a trucking company that just went belly up in California, and all the employees are saying it was obvious. It was the executives running this into the ground. But then whose fault is it when you get laid off? Is it the company's, or is it your fault that you didn't see what was going on and you position yourself better? We're going into a massive global economic collapse. And this Tesla call should wake you up. More than 10% of the workforce. We're talking about the leader in electric vehicles, okay? You're seeing big industries, heads of industries going, we got to lay people off. Now, the stock as of right now is only trading down like 3%, which is interesting because most of the time in 2023, layoffs actually took the stock price higher. But you see, I think people, especially traders, stock traders, are starting to wake up to the truth that, oh, we're in trouble. And so that is actually a bad thing when you have to lay people off because it means you have less work. Less employees means you have less jobs coming in, less cars to sell, less customers coming in the door. But the craziness is that Wall Street can't figure it out. Speaking about stocks and trading, Crypto Trader Pro, the pre-filming discounts down below, and everybody owns it. I just released 5 new lessons. As soon as we're done, the price will go up. All right, out of Electech. They lay off 10% of their global workforce. Tesla announced layoffs of more than 10% of its global workforce in the initial company-wide email we exclusively reported on yesterday. Tesla was prepping a massive layoff. For the last few months, it looked like Tesla might be preparing for a round of layoffs. Tesla told managers to identify critical team members and pause some stock rewards while canceling some employees' annual reviews. It also reduce production at Gigafactory Shanghai. Then over the weekend, we heard rumors that these layoffs were about to happen, which came to us from multiple independent sources, as we reported on yesterday. Hey, I'm going to give you a little insight to what's going on in a company like Tesla. And this is based off of my information from news sources and how Elon Musk is positioning the company right now, because he understands better than most people, like I've been warning, the division of the world right now that is happening from the Western economies versus the BRICS nations. The U.S. is desperately trying to get TSMC over here, chip manufacturers from Taiwan, to move over here, because there's about to be a movement from China taking over Taiwan, and they're trying to get that. Well, at the same time, here you've got Tesla having these giga plants, these battery factories all over the world. And you start looking, you're going, you know what? I've been producing in China because of the solid demand and the cheap labor. But you know what? If a war breaks out, or a massive trade embargo is set, or a trade war, I could be in trouble and my company lose a lot of money. So why don't I start repositioning my global supply chain properly to reduce risk? And that part of that is laying off people. So I would bet money that when all the dust settles, and if anybody works for Tesla and they want to let me know, or if Elon Musk wants to come on, let me know. I'll fly to you, Elon, because I want to talk to you about this. Everyone says, always say his name wrong. I pronounce everything wrong. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Let me know down below. That I'll bet you when the dust settles, most of these layoffs will actually not be in America. I'd almost bet, not on a percentage basis, not a majority of them will be in America, even though America's wages are higher. I could be totally wrong, but I guess unless the big guy wants to come on the channel himself and let us all know, we won't know that for a little while. Now it says, now these rumors are being confirmed, though with a lower number, in a company-wide email sent by Musk, which leaked soon after it was sent. The full text of the email below, and it talks about, you know, where Elon's email is saying, hey, I'd like to thank everyone who's departing Tesla for their hard work over the years. Deeply grateful for many of you, for many contributions to our mission and all this stuff. So this is directly from Elon, right? That's what a CEO is supposed to do when something like this is happening. Take it on his shoulders, do it. I hate how some of these coward CEOs, these C-suite execs like CFOs, are just putting this on middle management. It's disgusting. All right. Additionally, it says there are some reports that some employees have already been locked out of system access. That's totally normal. That's CYA for company security. While we don't have an exact percentage, more than 10% means at least 14,000 employees will be laid off, as Tesla employees headcount is somewhere on the order of 140,000 total employees. And we don't know which specific teams will be most or least affected by Tesla's layoffs, but two well-known Tesla executives are now missing the Tesla-affiliated badge on Twitter. Very interesting. Hey, if there's anybody from Twitter that wants to share, I'm sorry, from Tesla wants to share what's going on, let me know down below, because I'd love to get more information on this, because this is a sign of the times. This is what's really happening in the economy. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Jamie Dimon, they've all said recently things are going bad. Like even Amazon founder Jeff Bezos said, you know, there's a day, I believe, where Amazon will cease to exist. Another company's going to take it over. What they're trying to tell you is that these cycles are normal. Get used to them. Get ready for them. This is absolutely bonkers to me what is happening in this world, that most people don't see it. Well, back in January of 2021, I believe it was, they went out and bought gold and bought Bitcoin. Look at where it is now. Long-term thinking. This is what we need. I hope you got something out of this. There are more layoffs coming. Start to really evaluate where you are with your company. If you're safe, do you need a second job right now, a second means of income? Or should you start that business small? Because the greatest opportunity in the world to start a business, the best time ever, is during a crash, a recession that'll battle harden your business. Hope you got something out of this. Pre-filming discounts down below if you want the Crypto Trader Pro. If not, I hope you guys have an awesome day. The Economic Ninja is out.